will talk about Brett Favre, Green Bay Packers fans, and forgiveness this hour. And ask you, would you boo or applaud or neither if Brett Favre returned to Lambeau Field this year for a ceremony to retire his number 4 jersey? Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Tuesday, July 15th. The Green Bay Packers president and CEO Mark Murphy told reporters last week there will not be a jersey retirement ceremony for Favre this season because of the possibility that fans might boo the former Packers quarterback because of resentment over his defection to the Minnesota Vikings at the end of his career. Will Packers fans ever forgive Brett Favre? Have you? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We'll talk about why Favre's saga affected so many fans and why some still love him and others not so much with our guest, Jesse Garcia, a sports reporter and anchor for WTMJ Television in Milwaukee, former host of the Mike McCarthy Show. She is the author of My Life with the Green and Gold, Tales from 20 Years of Sportscasting. Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning, Joy. How are you today?
I'm good, and thank you for getting up early when I know you have a late night tonight. You're going to be in the Green Bay area, 6:30 at Heritage Hill for a book talk and signing event for My Life with the Green and Gold. So,
I am. No problem. I'm happy to do it.
Let's talk a little bit first. I mean, we'll get the backstory on this, but what was your reaction to the story last week that there will be no retirement ceremony for Favre's jersey this season because of the fear that some fans might boo?
Well, first of all, I was surprised, frankly, that they admitted that. I was happy that they did because, you know, a lot of times we don't get honest, true feelings from executives or people in the sports world, that type of thing. So, but I was a little bit surprised that they would admit that. The more I thought it through, the more I thought, I wonder if they're intentionally trying to throw out a warning shot to people. You know, we won't have him in until we feel that the majority of you are not going to boo, so please don't boo, you know, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it was just one of those moments of candor that Mark Murphy had that, you know, maybe he wasn't intentionally trying to do anything. But that was my first reaction. And then my second reaction was that I was I felt a little bit sad, I guess, that people hadn't been able to move on at this point. And I understand that there are some people who haven't, but it to me, and I knew Favre and covered Favre for all those years, and I felt some degree of, you know, disappointment, maybe anger, whatever you want to call it, when he went to the Vikings, the Jets, and then the Vikings. But for me, it's all water under the bridge, and Favre deserves to come back and really be respected for everything that he did all those years with the Packers.
Well, let's talk about why there are such intense feelings over that. Give us the short course on the Green Bay Packers Brett Favre divorce.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. Well, probably most Wisconsinites do recall the major moments here. But I mean, Favre played for the Packers from 1992 until 2007, never missed a start, which is the Ironman streak of all time that I think is the most impressive thing about his career. He had the on-again, off-again retirement questions, and people felt he kept the Packers hostage year after year. And then eventually, when the Packers decided to move on to Aaron Rodgers, they traded Brett Favre to the Jets, and he spent just 1 year there and retired again, then said that he wanted to get back into the league one more time. The Jets had moved on. So then he was free to sign with anybody, signed with the Vikings, 2 years in Minnesota. And if you recall, his career actually ended in a college stadium when the Metrodome had collapsed from snow. So that was his final game.
Yeah, and in fact, when he was the Minnesota Vikings quarterback, and he made a return trip to Lambeau Field to play the Packers, didn't he get booed at that point?
Mightily, heartily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it was the boos were raining down on his head, and I can still picture his face in the Vikings helmet as he was throwing warm up tosses. He was smirking, but I thought that there was hurt in his eyes as well.
Yeah, and he did apparently mention to someone who was interviewing about the retirement of his jersey that he was afraid he might get booed and didn't want to get booed and wouldn't want to go to Lambeau to get booed when his jersey is being retired.
Yeah, he actually, Mark Chmura, former Packer tight end, Mark Chmura, who has a radio show in the Milwaukee area, said on his radio show that Favre was worried about being booed. And, you know, we take that he has more of an in than most people, that he knows what Favre is feeling. So certainly this could have been coming straight from Brett Favre, too. You know, maybe it's not Mark Murphy and the Packers who are necessarily worried about it. It's Brett saying, you know, look, I just want to hold off, because I just want to be sure that I'm not going to walk in there and hear all those boos. I'd like to hear some cheers.
Yeah. And he had his career was one that is worthy of what? A standing ovation in a way for all he did for the Packers.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're going to be telling our grandkids about him. There's no question about that. You know, his 18 and a half seasons of consecutive starts, which was 297 in the regular season, 24 in the playoffs. I mean, 321 consecutive starts. I've heard him say, knowing what we know now about concussions, that he would not have passed current concussion tests. I mean, he played through some incredible, incredible things. And, you know, of course, a three-time MVP, took the Packers to the Super Bowl twice with the one victory. You know, he deserves really an incredible amount of cheering for bringing the Packers back too from the depths of the NFL world to where he was. So, and I just hope that it happens before he goes into Canton, because you know people see him as a first ballot Hall of Famer. You have to wait 5 years after you retire. He retired in 2011, so 5 years would be 2016. If they don't do it this year, then there's really only next season, 2015. Because it would be, I think he deserves to go into the Packer Hall of Fame and be honored and have his jersey retired by the Packers before he goes into Canton.
Yeah, and why is that important?
Well, I just think it makes a statement. I think I can't think of another player who's gone into the NFL Hall of Fame without first being honored by his own team. It would be awkward to then bring him back after Canton. I mean, certainly you could do it, but you know, you expect to sort of get the kudos and the pats on the back from your own fan base and your own people before you go national to that fan base.
Yeah. You know, Jesse, I'm thinking back when Favre retired and first went to the Jets. One of our producers here at Wisconsin Public Radio was Brett Favre's biggest fan, and she loved him to pieces and was mad at the Packers for letting him go and was his biggest supporter. But when he decided to go to Minnesota, everything turned around for her. She was heartbroken. It was like, you know, she had been betrayed by her hero, and that's the part of this story that why fans would probably boo, isn't it? That he went to the arch rival Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, I think that was the last straw for fans. Had he just gone to the Jets and then retired from there, I think things would be a lot better. Although, you know, his scandal, his sexting scandal, sort of added to this for a lot of people in their minds as well, and brought him down, you know, many notches. But it was the going to the Vikings. It was the wearing purple and being in the division and playing against us. And, you know, he beat Rodgers and the Packers the first two times that he played them that season. You know, all of those things. Nobody could have ever envisioned him, you know, walking across the street, so to speak, and then throwing footballs against the Packers. So, yeah, that was the thing, I think, that is causing most of these boos, is people remembering that and feeling betrayed. They really, really did.
So we are talking about taboo or not taboo, what would you do? Talking about the news that the Green Bay Packers will not be retiring Brett Favre's number 4 jersey this season, in part because of the fear that some fans might boo Favre should he return to Lambeau for that ceremony. What do you think? Would you boo or not? And why or why not? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We are talking with Jesse Garcia, sports reporter, anchor for WTMJ-TV in Milwaukee, author of My Life with the Green and Gold, Tales from 20 Years of Sportscasting. And we welcome your questions for her and we welcome your views on this. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. We are talking with sportscaster Jesse Garcia about Brett Favre, football fans, and forgiveness. Talking about whether Packer fans have forgiven Brett Favre since his defection to Minnesota, and whether or not they would really boo should Brett Favre return to Lambeau Field to have his jersey retired. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Well, our lines are full. I'm not surprised, I guess, at that. Jesse, it's funny because we don't talk a lot of sports on Wisconsin Public Radio. We do from time to time. But this story, I think, is more than it's not to demean sports, but it's not just a simple sports story. This is a story about, I don't know, maybe I'm getting too deep. It's about the human condition in a way, isn't it? I mean, this touches all of us, even if we didn't follow the Packers every last move.
Sure. No, I agree. And, you know, it's really about us as a state and where we're at. And, you know, there are a lot of things. I wanted to quickly mention, Joy, that I did a little Facebook poll myself yesterday, and I found that about 80% of the people who responded said they would not boo, and 20% said they would boo. So there's definitely still some thoughts out there that people would want to boo. And, I found that to be interesting.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll find out if that's representative or not.
Yeah, and we will try to keep track. Our Facebook question did have, I think, the majority, I didn't count them, but the majority said no, they would not. But there were a good number that said, yeah, I would boo. And let's see here, Mike in Plymouth, our first caller who called in. Apparently, you have not forgiven Brett Favre, Mike.
Well, I don't think it's my job to forgive him, but yeah, I would definitely boo. I would pay double ticket price to go there to boo. I do not think his jersey should ever be retired. I can't imagine seeing a number 4, up next to Bart Starr. I mean, here you see a guy of integrity, a guy with character, and then Brett Favre and what he did and how he ended up going out of the league because of his sexting things. And you know, why would we want to put a guy like that up on the wall forever? You know, that's no one I want my kid to be like. And then, you know, the whole Minnesota thing, and, you know, he's just trying to get at the Packers, you know. And you know, Jesse said, you know, he should be, you know, honored by his own people. You know, he's not. We aren't his people. He left and he tried to stab us in the back is what he tried to do. And so why would we, you know, revere him?
All right. Well, why should we revere him, Jesse?
Well, I personally just think that it's time to recognize him for what he did on the field and what he did on the field with the Packers, I should say. Mike, I thought it was interesting that you said you would pay double ticket prices to boo him, because I've heard a theory floated out there that the Packers would announce whatever game it was far in advance, so that ticket prices would be very high for that game on StubHub, et cetera. And the theory is that some people think that the people who would really want to boo would actually not pay high prices just to boo, that this would go to people who wanted to cheer him. They'd be the ones paying the high ticket prices. So I found that very interesting, because obviously some people who would want to boo would pay whatever it takes to boo, right?
Well, Mike has left us, so we're going to take another call. Lori in Oconomowoc. Hi, Lori.
Hi. I love Brett Favre. I'm probably, you know, I know for sure in my family I'm one of the minority. But I do look at what he did on the field. And I do look at my excitement every Sunday to watch him and to smile at his complete joy in playing the game.
Yeah, I remember that too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and you know, right, I agree. Maybe he isn't the most stand-up guy, but then yet he isn't the worst guy out there either. And I think we've seen and heard about many of the guys that are bad, I mean, with killings and so on and so forth. But I just, he is due that honor, and I certainly would not boo.
Yeah. Thank you very much for sharing that, Lori. But you mentioned, Jesse, that it that sexting scandal, mm-hmm. that was the last straw for some people.
Mm-hmm. Well, that and the Vikings combined, yeah. I think, you know, just toppled him over the edge in a lot of people's minds. And some people, you know, are not willing to forgive the sexting scandal. And certainly it was unacceptable behavior. Although, I mean, with politicians and, I mean, how many times do we see this type of thing happen? Not that he's forgiven for that. And he brought almost all of this on himself. There's no question. But he has also admitted that he brought a lot of this on himself, and that he's responsible for the bad blood. So,
yeah, how important is that? That was when he said he was at fault.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he has conceded that he's at fault for a lot of this, and I think you know, the year or the 2 years right after he left Green Bay, I doubt very highly that he would have been willing to step up and admit something like that. So it's sort of a time heals all wounds and makes us older and more mature and gives us perspective and that type of thing. And And, you know, I'm sure that Brett wants to feel that love from the Packers fans one more time. And I did hear somebody say, you know, what if Brett Favre, and you hate to say something like this, but none of us know how much time we have on Earth. What if Brett Favre were to have something happen and he's gone tomorrow? You know, how would you feel that as Packer fans that you didn't get a chance to say thank you for everything, you know? That time, you know, it should happen. For him, for everybody. Everybody deserves their moment in the sun for whatever they've done in their lives. One other thing I wanted to mention is that I feel, personally, like his admission of memory loss and the way that we've seen him age so fast in these past few years, to me that's kind of softened him, made him more human. And that's another reason, I think, to cheer him, because what he put his body through for all of those years in Green Bay and beyond.
It's interesting, Jesse, because one of our Facebook comments was from a listener who, I can't remember exactly how he worded this, but it's something like, oh, Brett, he looks like my dad now, you know, and let's, you know, sort of a let's forgive him. How can I be mad at my dad?
Mm-hmm. And he is a grandpa, by the way.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So mentioning that the Football Hall of Fame could induct him by 2016. There's probably no doubt that he will be inducted in the Football Hall of Fame on this first ballot.
I would think he's surefire first ballot Hall of Famer for everything that he did all those years. You never can be certain, but I would definitely think so.
Yeah.
So that's, again, that puts a little bit of a time frame on the situation from the Packers' perspective. My guess is if they're not going to do it this year, then they're definitely eyeing next year. But, you know, and again, maybe that's why there's a little bit of this warning shot put out there. You know, fans, we got to do this, and we got to do this in a timely manner. I have heard people say, what if they brought him back onto the field with Bart Starr and Aaron Rodgers? You know, Rodgers came over before the game, and all three of them were honored together. You know, how could you boo Bart Starr and Aaron Rodgers? So if you sort of put the three of them together, then you'd be more assured of some cheers, you know. So that's another theory being thrown out there.
Good idea. We have Marcus in Green Bay with us now. Hi, Marcus. Yes, Marcus, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. I think that when a person attempts or succeeds in trying to make another person feel bad about themselves, it's just a form of bullying. And the reason for that is to try to make themselves feel better. So the thing I find interesting is about the Favre phenomena, is some, not all, some of the very same people that raised him to a level where they just felt great. They just, you know, because truly was a great quarterback. They then suddenly lost that feeling of feeling good about themselves or something, and now they're gonna think that they're gonna stand in the stands and in a mob mentality, they're going to boo him and make him feel bad once again about themselves. And I just think it's sad. And, I don't know. It's just, that was a weird thing when I started hearing about it and reading about it. You know, it's like, wow.
Marcus, thank you very much for your thoughts. We have news coming up from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio. And then we'll get our guest, Jesse Garcia, to respond to your thoughts, and we'll also talk with Leroy Butler, one of Favre's teammates, after the news. So what is your reaction to the story that the Green Bay Packers won't be retiring the number 4 jersey of former quarterback Brett Favre this season because of the fear some fans will boo him? Would you boo if Brett Favre returned to Lambeau Field for this ceremony this year? Even if you wouldn't boo, have you forgiven the former Packer great for his defection to Minnesota or not? Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up now on 6:37 on this Tuesday, July 15th. We are talking with sportscaster Jesse Garcia, and we will welcome in just a few minutes, former Favre teammate Leroy Butler. And we will talk about football fans, Favre, and forgiveness. And we welcome your input, your views, your answer to the question, to boo or not to boo, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Well, just before our news break, we heard from Marcus in Green Bay, who was really sad about this news that the Favre jersey retirement was being postponed over fears of fans booing. And he, Jesse, likened this to, well, he said this was showing a bully mentality and a mob mentality, actually. And he thought, you know, what is it that would make fans do this? And thought maybe it was that they feel bad, so they wanted Brett to feel bad. That, you know, this man who had given them so much happiness and joy left and made them feel bad, and now they want to make him feel bad. You want to put on your psychologist hat and handle that one?
Well, just that I think it's a natural human reaction, no question. You know, if you feel like you've been burned by somebody, then you kind of want to turn around and burn them back. And for many years there was that, and it continues, clearly. It kind of, Marcus's comments brought to mind a couple of the Facebook comments that I had gotten yesterday. Somebody said, you don't have to cheer him, but booing is more a reflection on you than it is on him. Somebody else said, I would boo him. He erased years of goodwill with his ego and tactless behavior, so I thought that was interesting. Somebody said, I'm past booing myself, but I think a few boos are warranted because he was a brat. And still other people said, if you still feel negative, don't go. Don't spoil the moment for other people who want to cheer him. And one final one, gentleman said, I booed when he came back as a Viking, but I would cheer now. Anyone who boos is too young to remember the 70s and 80s.
Interesting. Yeah, that's good. We have another caller. Gary in Lake Mills has
hi
Gary. What do you think?
Well, thanks for taking my call. Good morning. And what I would say is I'm not going to boo him, but I'm not going to cheer him. But I will cheer him if he does one thing, and that is he needs to show some respect for the Green Bay Packers, the Green Bay Packer fans, and the state of Wisconsin, and that's Packer fans no matter where they are in the world. And if he were willing to do that, I would then cheer him, but I won't boo him.
Yeah, well, and what would he have to do to show the respect, Gary?
I would tell you he has to show appreciation for all that those three entities did that made him what he is.
Yeah.
He would be nothing without the Packers, without the Packer fans, and without the state of Wisconsin. And he
would
hasn't
he need
shown
to apologize?
The respect. Well, it's akin to apologizing, but it's showing respect for the fact that of what all of these things did that made him something great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I don't know, Jesse, your thoughts on whether Brett has shown the state of Wisconsin Packer fans and the Packers respect?
Well, he's been very quiet ever since fully retiring, and, you know, hardly does any interviews and really just kind of disappeared into his life in Mississippi. He coached some high school football down there. But, you know, he has not come forward with that, you know, I'm very sorry for the way things went down. And I do think that any type of statement like that, a heartfelt statement like that, would probably go a long way towards repairing things. But, you know, that may not be in his nature. He may not feel that he needs to do that. He may feel that it's a mutual thing. You know, hard to get in his head.
Yeah. Thank you, Gary, for your thoughts. Here's an email from Steve. His jersey should be retired. He did give us 17 great years. But the fact that he worries about being booed is evidence that he knows he went out poorly. And again, he did, though, acknowledge that and said something along the lines that this was my fault. Didn't he,
yeah.
Jesse?
Yeah, no, he has done that. And, you know, in just the few sort of interviews that he's done. But, yeah, I mean, clearly he knows that things were very severed. It was a nasty, ugly, messy divorce. There's no question about that. And he remembers the last time he stepped on the field, I'm sure, and those boos. So, you know, for him, I think he just wants to make sure that the majority of 80,000 fans would be cheering him. Certainly you're not, and Mark Murphy said you can't control 80,000 people. There's no way that everybody's all going to 100% be, yes, let's stand up and cheer him. But I think he wants to make sure that most of them are, and that whatever boos there are very small and few scattered in between.
Tell us, Jesse, what the retiring of the number 4 jersey, what does that actually mean?
It means nobody else would wear it ever. And only 5 jersey numbers have been retired by the Packers.
Mm-hmm.
Those who remember, Tony Canadeo, number 3, Don Hutson, 14, Bart Starr, 15, Ray Nitschke, 66, and Reggie White's 92. So, you know, and it's been since Reggie White, since they retired his jersey number. That's been a long time. So, I mean, it's a rarity, and it's the highest honor to have nobody else wear your jersey number ever, and then you're in the ring of honor inside the stadium, too.
Brian writes on Facebook, I would not cheer, but I would not boo. And why is it that the people think Favre saved Green Bay? If I'm not mistaken, Green Bay traded for Favre. It was Green Bay that saved Favre from Favre when they made him go into rehab and worried about his life first and football second. It was Green Bay that also got players around him, White, Dodson, Levens, etc. Seems to me that Ron Wolf was the only one that saved the Packers. He was the guy that brought the players in and let Holmgren coach. So yet another viewpoint saying that it wasn't just Favre that saved the Packers, but maybe put that into perspective, Jesse, you know, how important Brett Favre was to the Packers as opposed to the entire organization.
Well, I think it was really a mutual savior situation going on there between the two of them. I mean, yes, Ron Wolf brought in the players, but, I mean, who doesn't remember watching Favre play and there were times you just held your breath because you were certain that he was going to somehow throw an interception or do something. And more often than not, especially during the real heyday, the glory years, he would find a way to make it just a spectacular play. And so you can bring in the players, but the players have to perform. They're the ones on the field. And Favre, you know, at the time, there was nobody more exciting to watch. And I really think that he was the one of the linchpins, not the only one, but one of the linchpins to get them back to greatness. And I think that one Facebook comment that I had gotten where somebody said, if you're going to boo, you're too young to remember the 70s and 80s and all of those dry years that they had. So, you know, they saved each other, certainly. Had Favre stayed in Atlanta and the Packers had never traded for him, we don't know. Maybe he would have gone on to greatness there, but there's no way to go back and change history. But I do find it interesting that comment said that they wouldn't cheer and they wouldn't boo. I think there are some people out there like that. You know, I'll just stand. If I was at the game, I would just stand up, or maybe not. Maybe they would sit and not go either way. I'm just going to stay in the middle. I'll be neutral.
Well, I certainly remember the 70s and the 80s, and yeah, those were sad years. Beth writes on Facebook, I would cheer for all the fun times that he gave us with his quirky, wonderful play. So someone who brought a lot of happiness to Beth. What about you? Would you boo or cheer if Brett Favre returned to Lambeau for the retirement of his journey and for his induction into the Green Bay Packer Hall of Fame? The Packers organization says that's not going to happen this season because there is a fear that some fans would boo him, that some fans have not gotten over the end of Brett Favre's career with the Green Bay Packers. What about you? And what will it take for fans to forgive Brett Favre and give him a standing ovation when he is eventually returns to Lambeau for that retirement ceremony? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We are happy to have with us Jesse Garcia, sports reporter and anchor for WTMJ Television in Milwaukee. She's former host of the Mike McCarthy Show, and she is the author of My Life with the Green and Gold, Tales from 20 Years of Sportscasting. And she will be giving a book talk tonight at 6:30 at the Heritage Hill in Green Bay. And that talk is free and open to the public. That's tonight at 6:30 at Heritage Hill in Green Bay. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, talking about whether or not Packer fans, all of them, will all forgive Brett Favre for his defection to Minnesota at the end of his career. It's been 3 years now since Brett Favre shed his Minnesota Vikings jersey and retired for good from the NFL. But have Packer fans forgiven him? He will not have a retirement ceremony at Lambeau Field this season. The Packers say they won't hold that ceremony this season out of fear that some fans would boo Brett Favre. And Brett Favre says he does not want to come back to boos. What will it take for those boos to turn into cheers, or at least silence? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Jesse Garcia is our guest. She is the author of My Life with the Green and Gold, Tales from 20 Years of Sportscasting. She is a sports reporter and anchor for WTMJ-TV in Milwaukee. Certainly covered the Green Bay Packers and much of Brett Favre's career with the Green Bay Packers. We were expecting Leroy Butler, former Green Bay Packer, to join us during this segment. He was going to call in, but perhaps there was a miscommunication, or perhaps he's enjoying sleeping in. I'm not sure, but should he call in, we will certainly bring him on as soon as possible. Liz in Milwaukee is with us next. Hi, Liz.
Hi. I'm just giving a quick call because I'm on the road listening, and I just wanted to say that a good family friend of ours actually played with Brett and played on the Packers, and I grew up from the time I was old enough to hold a football. I was watching the games with my dad in Milwaukee when they still came to play here. And it's crazy how people are so quick to judge when they're not in those people's shoes. Obviously, Brett gave his all. My cousin gave his all when he was playing. I call him my cousin. He's a close family friend. And he was a great guy when I met him. A lot of the guys are. They're just trying to do what they love. And I don't blame him at all. I went to school in Minnesota at U of M, and it was killing me because I was there for the first time we had a Super Bowl with him there at quarterback. And then all my friends from Minnesota made sure to call me when he changed over to the dark side, as I call it. But, you know, even through that, I'm not mad at him. He has to do what he has to do for himself, his family, and sometimes his ego, you know, and people are human. So, I don't know.
I think that's a healthy attitude, Liz. Do you want to shout out your family friend, cousin, or not?
Noah Heron. He was number 23, and he was running back until he got hurt and moved around, but jumped around a little bit after that. But he gave Green Bay a good three and a half years, and we had a great time each time. And I got to sit in good seats for a little while. It was just a dream come true. So. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Liz. So we're maybe too quick to judge Jesse.
Yeah, first of all, I do remember Noah Heron. But, yeah, I was thinking, you know, who amongst us hasn't had indecision, ego, pride, cloud our judgment, you know, at some point in our life. And Brett's was very large and very public. But, you know, I think that all of us could probably admit to something like that. And, you know, I do wonder, I think the Bears had something like over 20 quarterbacks during the time that Brett was the one quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. So I wonder how some of these other organizations may feel if they look over and they may say, you know, do you guys realize how good you had it?
Yeah.
You know?
Let's go back to the phones. And Tina in Lake Geneva is with us. Hello, Tina.
Hi, good morning. Well, I don't necessarily disagree with anything that was said, but the topic of the conversation is whether or not he's earned the right for his jersey to be retired. It's one thing to have the numbers and the championships and maybe even a Hall of Fame status. But when you look at those other, it's a very, very, very select honor. Those other gentlemen that earned it were of character on and off the field. And I would just beg to differ that Mr. Favre did not have it off the field. And as Jesse just stated, in a very big way, in a very public way, where now, even 3 years after his retirement, we're still talking about the fact that he's afraid to come to Green Bay. Well, then be a man and sit down and take ownership of your activities, of your behavior, and wipe the slate clean, and he refuses to do so.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. I mean, maybe the Packers could consider first putting him in the Hall of Fame and waiting a little bit on the jersey retirement. I wonder if that would bring more fans back. And again, I do think if Favre went on the air with a very heartfelt, sincere interview and talked about his feelings, that may go a long way towards repairing some bridges as well.
Well, we have looks like we have Leroy Butler who has called in, former Green Bay Packer. Leroy is author of Packers Pride. Green Bay greats share their memories and the Leroy Butler story from wheelchair to the Lambeau Leap. And let's welcome Leroy Butler. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks a lot for calling in. So we want to get your reaction to the news that the Green Bay Packers will not retire Brett Favre's jersey this season, in part because of fears that fans will boo Brett Favre.
Yeah, see, that's and talking to some of the former players, because we talk about it quite a little bit differently than fans. And if that's the one thing that he's worried about, he should probably kind of test the waters, come on like a program like this, or do some media here locally, or do something so you can find out what the people really think. I think it's kind of weird to say you don't want anybody to boo if there'll be 75,000 people there. So I think that's the only way you're going to get a pulse of it. Otherwise, you're just guessing, and you're going to do this every single year. I mean, you just got to let people be who they are. And be honest with you, if somebody would boo him, trust me, in that stadium, the person next to that person will tell that person to quiet down and just enjoy the ceremony.
That's interesting. Well, what are your thoughts as to whether or not the Green Bay Packer fans, the vast majority of the Green Bay Packer fans, have forgiven Brett Favre for defecting to Minnesota?
Well, it's two types of fans. I mean, the fans that's loyal to the green and the gold, the G, the brand, they're going to be fine. They know it's just business. They know he was traded. He wasn't cut. He was traded to the Jets, and then after he left, he retired to the Jets and went to Minnesota. They understand the football aspects of it. Now, the other fan would be the personal fan, the fan that actually traveled with Brett to the Jets and traveled with Brett to Minnesota, that they actually in their home right now have a Brett Favre Minnesota jersey. Now, those type of fans, they're going to look at it a little bit different because they don't think that they were sick of, you know, kind of the retiring three or four times, and the Green Bay Packers went down there to try to talk to him, and they offered him $30 million not to play, you know, all that drama of it. Now, those people may react a little bit different, and that's what you really can't control. So if you really want to do it before he goes into the NFL Hall of Fame, then you got to put the ball back in Brett's court. Say, listen, the date we're going to do it is next year, September. You're going to be there. Whether you be there or not, we're going to have the ceremony. And now he's pressured into doing it. Otherwise, it's just a drama every single year, and it gets kind of where the fans get kind of confused about the standards of the Green Bay Packers. Why are you begging a guy to come back to do something when there's other players that live in this state would love to just be a part of the organization?
Leroy, thank you so much for joining us with your thoughts on this particular story. We have just a minute to go, and I want to give that to Jesse Garcia to maybe react to what Leroy just said. Maybe the Packers should just say, hey, it's going to be, you know, whatever, September of next year, be there or not.
Yeah, I don't think that's a bad idea to just tell him this is the date, and then that gives him a full year to, you know, maybe start to mend some of those fences. Maybe, as Leroy said, to test the waters a little bit with a few interviews and see how things go, and maybe in another year things have simmered down even more.
Well, I know, Jesse, you have a busy night ahead of you with your Heritage Hill book talk at 6:30 in Green Bay to talk about My Life with the Green and Gold, Tales from 20 Years of Sportscasting. And we just have 30 seconds left. I understand you're working on a new book.
Actually, two new books. One is with Olympic gold medal speed skater Casey Fitzrandolph and his family. It deals with Casey's rise, but also his sister battling breast cancer, and they use some alternative medicines to do so. And then the last book that I just signed with the Wisconsin Historical Society Press again is about the history of Olympians who've come through Wisconsin. And that's been a lot of fun. It goes all the way back to 1900 and lots of stories to tell.
Thank you so much for being with us, Jesse Garcia. This is the Ideas Network.